Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, yes, we will drink with and toast with a shout of the day of the weekend. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. This Sunday on the Rocky is Seattle Sunday, spotlighting Seattle bands like Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Screaming Trees, Soundgarden, you name it, the best Northwest bands from the 90s era that defined rock and roll. I'll listen all weekend to hear your favorite songs, and then on Sunday, we'll bring you the podcast Breaking Wave Seattle. And it'll be episode 1, Sunday night at 6, right here on KISW. If you'd like, you can listen to it now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So, being that it is a Seattle Sunday, we figured we'd feature some Seattle bands, you see, on Bad Choice Friday.
By the way, quick note, I'm no green thumb, but just a tip to everyone out there. If you want to grow Screaming Trees, plant them in your sound garden. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. That's right.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
You're welcome.
So today on our Bad Choice Friday, right here from Seattle, Washington, we feature producer Quincy Jones.
So.
Oh, come on.
But sounds bad, because the message is good. I get it.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I don't mind helping people, man. Just write a better song. Hey, where's our special friend? Is he coming up?
Bob Dylan?
Hang on. One more time through. You got to get it.
We are the world.
That was a Springsteen, but
we are the children.
There's a lot of great breakdowns in the song.
There are some. Bob's not one.
But you picked the Bob Dylan breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your uncle at Thanksgiving who you wish would shut up.
I'm drunk.
Yay.
I want you to know, Miles, I used that one specifically just because I knew that you'd love that we're using the Bob Dylan one.
That's the mashed potatoes. I'm going to put my D in them.
Oh,
we are the world from producer Quincy Jones taking on Kenny Loggins. Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get there and get the voting in now, because coming up here in just about a half an hour, we'll drink a toast in our winner on a Bad Choice Friday. All right, a question. What was the thing that hit or almost hit you? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Says, good afternoon, crew. Riding a motorcycle in the state of Illinois does not require a helmet, but does require eye protection. As I was riding along at 60 miles an hour with my eye protection on and a pair of sunglasses, which the lens were glass, a car passed me, kicked up a rock on the road, and the rock hit my left side lens and shattered it. I immediately slowed down, came to a stop on the side of the road, checked my eye in the mirror, and had a couple cuts from the glass. Don't know how I didn't get hurt or worse, but a rock hitting you at 60 miles an hour, yeah, that really hurts. Thanks, fellas, and have a great weekend. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Not that it's any way similar to that or anything
You're
like that.
You're on a scooter, aren't you?
I'm on a scooter. All right.
At the time, it still happens.
I have an open face. I did not have like a full face. It was a scooter helmet, to say the least.
Yeah.
So I'm riding down the road and I realize I must have had my mouth somewhat open.
Some type of bug flew into my mouth and literally smacked the back of my throat, and I had to swallow it down.
You have any idea what it was?
The back of my, I had no idea. It was a bug. It was. I mean, it stung the back of my throat. Like,
right.
The impact stung. The insect stung me. But I was just like, trying to get off the back of my throat. Trying to get enough saliva. And finally got the damn thing down. Like, ah, God.
You don't wear one of those cool little face masks while you're riding, Miles?
I have that now. That was the first thing I did after that weekend was I went and bought a different helmet. I'm like,
got the little skull face going on there.
You could ride with your mouth closed.
Yeah.
And I know I have the worst image of you running scooter, just mouth hanging open.
Here's another cycling story.
Hey, look. Two wheels is two wheels, all right?
Yeah. I had to get a certification for that bad boy.
Well, look,
it's 125 cc's.
Yeah, he's up to speed. When I used to ride mine, I had on like a dirt bike helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I look like a complete jackass.
I can almost.
How many bugs you get in your mouth?
Well, zero.
You a jackass with no bugs in your throat.
Guys, Buddy and I were on a motorcycle ride from Seattle to Yellowstone. We're passing through Montana on our sport bikes. The speed limit laws are pretty laid back in most of Montana compared to Washington, with 80 miles an hour on the freeway. So, of course, we're cruising at 90, 95, cruising in the left lane since the road was completely empty when a semi started merging into the highway from an on-ramp. All of a sudden, the semi veered three lanes over to the left lane, going maybe 50. I was in front and was able to punch it and get around him on the left with pavement by about a couple feet of the lane before hitting the center median, maybe a foot between the semi and myself. My buddy had to lock up his tires on his motorcycle to slow down before hitting him. Neither of us went down or got hurt. We did have some specific sign language that we gave the driver afterward. That has to be the closest call I've ever had to becoming roadkill. Keep on rocking, guys. That from B-Dub. Booze, bud, and bitches. So it was in the early 90s, and childhood me was in the Kingdome enjoying America's favorite sport, watching the Mariners lose. I was sitting next to my grandfather when, in the middle of the game, I felt a big smack against the back of my head. Next thing I knew, I was showered in peanuts. The peanut vendor, who would always throw the bags of peanuts, apparently missed his target. I thought it was cool, though, because I got a whole bag of free peanuts. That one instance probably made the most exciting baseball game I've ever seen. Go sports, except baseball. Baseball sucks. That's from Pork.
You ever had stuff thrown at you at sporting events?
Yeah, I said it earlier this week, man. They threw a cup of ice at me at the 49ers-Ravens game a couple years ago. Ricocheted off my shoulder. No big deal. But all the ice hit 49ers fans in front of me. So then they jump up. Like, wasn't me, homie. I thumbed up to the guys that threw it and then watched some 49ers fans get into it.
When I was in high school, we went to a DC United game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I forget who the player was, but he had just gotten traded to the other team. Either way, a majority of people there were not happy he wasn't on DC anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And those dudes, and we were high school kids. I mean, we were big kids. But I remember those guys crumpling up half the paper cup of beers and then pelting us in the back with those.
Oh, yeah. Not even that. We had plastic cups. So when I was I was a vendor when I was 12 at football and basketball games, right? So they would have cup fights in the student section. But the bottom line was this. If you wanted to sell Cokes, I mean, if you wanted to make money, if you want to get your $2 for your tray,
yeah,
you had to go in the student section. And you didn't yell Cokes, you yelled mixers. But they would have cup fights, and they were hard plastic cups. But they threw like a football. So people would just start getting into it in the middle of the game. It was like a tradition.
Right.
And then at the end of it, they pick it all up and have a big, long cup slinky thing. You know what I mean?
The snake. The beer snake.
Yeah, exactly. So I do remember specifically this one guy, and he was an older guy. He was probably 35 years old. Keep in mind, I'm 12.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He was also a Coke vendor. He is in front of me, up in front of me, on the steps. He got hit, all right, in the back of the head coming down the steps by a cup.
Oh, no.
It knocked him over with almost a full tray full of cups. Oh. It's a big metal tray. You basically have a towel wrapped around your neck, you know what I mean? Because the strap was just a canvas strap with two hooks on it, so it wasn't like anything that was going to be comfortable. It wasn't like a backpack strap or anything. And he just comes falling down the stairs. It was almost like he was falling at me. And I saw all, and everything went everywhere, man. And I was just like, I felt so bad because, first of all, if you lose a tray, you have to pay for the tray. So, in other words, if he sold 10 Cokes and there was 10 on there that he spilled, he owes for the 10 Cokes.
Damn, man.
Yeah, he owes the $10. It took you, a tray got you two. So he had to sell, you know what I mean, five trays.
Just to pay for the one that he dropped.
Just to pay for what happened when he got hit in the back of the head.
Was he injured?
Oh, God, he was completely messed up.
He was done. He was.
No, I mean,
I like the Miles. He was like, to get the money back on your Coca-Cola. It's like, was he hurt? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was totally messed up.
He was jacked up.
Yeah, he was completely messed up.
Ah, it makes me want one of those watery, terrible sodas.
Like a peel off plastic lid. We didn't have.
Oh yeah,
plastic like.
I mean, I think nowadays things are much better.
Cellophane. Yes. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just god.
That's what I'm saying. I can taste that runny syrup right now.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right, let's move on to the birthday shout-outs, guys. This one goes out to Bill. Bill is 12 years old today. So how about a fish sandwich medley and Coach Ted talking about being 12? Much love from Mom and John.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
I used to know a lot of kids. They were that age. They went by Billy. But this is Bill. Bill, you're 12 years old. Now you're listening to the show. You're getting a shout out. What did you just hear? You heard a story about Miles Montgomery working hard, busting his hump at 12. So listen up, Bill. Happy birthday. Get a job.
I think I was illegal.
It was.
Hey, but that doesn't mean Bill can't work.
Yeah.
He's got a man's name. It's about time he earned his man's keep.
You can do something illegal, too. Think about it this way. At 12 years old, Miles sold coke.
You know they send you, they send you your social security thing.
Seriously, they're happy birthday, Bill.
Yeah. Every year they show you all the money you put into
social security.
Mine starts in 1982. And then it starts from there, because 83 I was working at a scout camp.
How much did you put in 1982 with your huge earnings from slinging coke?
Honest to God, that year I think I made $300.
Oh, yeah?
Between the
oh,
hey. That's $2 a tray.
Mm-hmm.
And the basketball games, kidding me?
Hustling.
Mm-hmm. All of it shows, and I bought baseball cards. I bought baseball
money well spent.
I bought baseball cards.
By the way,
that's what I bought with it.
One of our mutual friends that enjoys motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
he said my comment was sacrilege. So I was like, two wheels are two wheels, bro. It's fine, Phil.
All of it, y'all, I want to give a birthday shout out to my fiance, Genesis. She turns 31 today, and I'm forever grateful that she's a part of my life. Can you give her an andro penis and the dirty Germans telling her what they're going to do to her tonight? Thank you, guys. That from Jason.
Andro penis.
Yeah, if your name is Genesis, I think that... We would feel it coming in the air tonight.
That
was Phil Collins solo, but still, give me a little.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be one of those sessions that leaves her in the land of confusion.
Is that as deep as you guys can get with Genesis?
Well, the problem is I keep wanting to go
to
Phil Collins.
Tonight.
Yeah, we would do it tonight.
Is that
Stevie Winwood, wasn't
it? I don't want to be a lonely man there in the corner.
Yeah, I just want to be a carpet crawler. The problem is there's too many Phil Collins songs.
I know.
So studio.
Yeah, we will not have protected sex because no jacket required.
See, again, it's solo Phil.
I know.
All these references.
I know, man. I'm reaching.
Mine. Yeah. I mean, I only know mine are on point because I Googled it.
Yeah.
Well, turn it on again.
It's also, you know what? Tonight you get to be the first, Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my boyfriend Kyle's 33rd birthday. Can he get the dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, Kyle, I hope you like football, because tonight you'll be playing tight end, and I will get the flag for spearing you with my helmet.
Yeah, so you'll end up on the IR. Intimacy report.
Yeah. Round annoying the Patriots with their intimacy report.
Okay, game. Good team.
Yeah, Shefty, where's your intimacy reports this week?
Yeah, he's a good cuddler. Spent a lot in bed after the games. Next question.
Forget reports, there was candles.
Gentlemen, long-time listener, today is my 49th trip around the sun. Can I get the dirty Germans wishing me a happy birthday and a little turtle wax as well, if we could?
Yeah, I was just talking about football. You know, I also like hockey, too. And tonight, I plan on cracking that ass.
Yeah, so I'm just here to puck.
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BT.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Coming up, thank you, Robin, in minutes, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. But first, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
Three shows fast.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum's city sushi.
One.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum City sushi.
Two.
Cupid's stunt is a cunning stunt. He tipples and knits while he sits and slits Channing Tatum City sushi.
Three. Awesome. Big win.
Let's go, Tom.
Big win. And Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, that hurts.
That didn't age well.
Oh, yeah. They got their doors blown off.
Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a night. What a night. Never smoked it before, but that was interesting.
Yeah, once you kind of put the flames out a little bit, but still has that chemically taste.
There's a blue flame.
Yeah, but that's why you don't smoke Comet, kids.
Either way, what a creative night of rhymes and riddles and tongue twisters for Ted. But lo and behold, came in here this morning, there is a listener.
Isn't that one of the Smurfs? Blue flame?
Yeah, blue flame. The old blue flamer. Don't do that at home, kids.
Hey! Yeah.
So, Alicia from Bremerton actually sent in a Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, I wish we'd known that. Yeah. It wouldn't have worked. Oh,
especially
so
as we say, Alicia, the listener comes first.
She's delicious.
So we're gonna use your Ted versus the FCC. She says, gentlemen, this is my first time submitting a Ted versus the FCC tongue twister. I hope you guys enjoy it. And it goes something like this. Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC is one time through and then three times fast.
You know what's funny? I have a good friend named Tate. Also delicious cookies.
They are delicious.
Tate's what is that, cookies. Mike?
22 and 6.
22 and 6.
What a year.
Damn.
Just was hoping it was good before I read this one. Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Three times fast.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
One.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Two.
Tate has tiny tents. Tate's tents tend to taunt tan tents. The tiny tents are Tate's.
Oh! Whoa! Like nothing. Another big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, fellas, hold on to your hats. New research shows that Americans drank more, smoked more, and lost weight during the pandemic.
Lost weight?
Dear God,
lost,
man.
Sorry, lost less weight.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
Forgot to toss that
one
in
there.
Didn't tell me that people were stuck at home.
Right.
And they decided to drink more.
Right.
And eat more.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Smoke more.
Well, if you go
it's
out,
almost like
you know,
they're stressed out a little bit.
You have one or two because you got to drive home. If you're at home, you have nine.
Right.
I mean, what happens when you get home?
Exactly.
I go straight to the beer, right?
Right.
I go outside, smoke a cigarette, smoke a joint, drink a beer.
Right.
And the kids think I'm such a nice guy. I'm like, this is why.
I got to calm down.
You didn't see me. Well, on top of that, you lock everybody in their house. And then there's nothing to do. They can't go to a bar. They can't go to a restaurant. They can't, okay, I'll sit here and drink and play video games.
You can't socialize and watch Netflix and Peacock and all the rest
right.
of
Right. I'm going to sit here, eat junk food, and drink.
Every day is NFL Sunday. Here's a bunch of food, a bunch of beer.
Exactly.
But also, if you're at home, you know what I mean? Like, when we get home, we'll crack one. Well, that's 7 o'clock. Right. If I'm already at home.
Oh, I'm cragging.
That's probably 3 o'clock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The rule, and it's not my rule, and I can't say
it's the rule of your house
that there's any real enforcement other than icy attitudes is can you wait until, well, normally can you wait until 11? It used to be noon. It's like, nope. So, but Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I enforce that rule on myself. If there's no sports on. Like,
you gotta wait till noon.
This is the argument in my head. Like, Ted, we gotta wait till noon.
I don't have that argument. I just get the, you know, that death glare. Like, all right.
You know what you need to do?
I will wait.
You need to get up in the morning on Sunday and make her a breakfast that would dictate a lovely brunch. So instead of just making your typical stuff.
Do you know how long we've been together? The first
all
thing
you
she would say
all
is,
you need.
You're doing this so you can drink.
All you need
I know you.
Is a pack of Thomas's English muffins.
All right.
Some eggs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a piece of ham or something and some hollandaise sauce, right? You make some eggs.
A piece of ham.
Yeah, whatever the hell you want to put in there, right? And then you make mimosas or Bloody Marys.
Yet again.
Or whatever.
Listen to the man.
And then, man, you are, she won't even think about your
Yes, she will.
My ass.
She'll be like, I know why you made brunch. I know you made brunch.
Brunch at 9 a.m.
You never do this.
Just do. Remember the trick I showed you?
What's that?
Make a Cali Mocho. Look like you just drank a soda.
Cali Mocho.
Or what's red that? Wine and Coca-Cola.
That would lead to bad things, bro. Like, at least beer I can kind of maintain. If I start with red wine, like, and then you add caffeine.
We're going down.
All right, make her an Eggo. Get a store-bought sandwich. Just plop down a beer.
Boom. Oh, man. There's a town in Tennessee that's being listed for sale. Yeah. It consists of a single house, 4 general stores, and a barn.
Wait
a
minute, how do you have 4 stores?
Right?
One house.
To let, you know, people from the next town over come on over.
Four stores and one house ago.
Four stores and one house. Very nice historical joke there.
What do you think the asking price for a town of a single house, four general stores, and a barn would be?
It depends on where it is.
It's in Tennessee.
It's in Tennessee.
Still depends on what part of Tennessee.
$250,000.
Tennessee's a pretty big state.
A little bit higher, $725,000.
That's more than I thought.
To encompass all that, though, I mean, look at all the land you're getting. Not to mention you have a town.
But now what do I do?
Name it however you want and then just make your own rules, man.
I'll tell you what you do. You put up a toll booth on one side and one side you put it up on the other. Who wants to drive through there, man? They got to throw 50 cents into a bucket.
Who wants to drive through a town with four general stores and a house and a barn?
Because if you don't know what's on the other side, you're like, I wonder why I'm paying this toll, you know?
That's right.
Tell them world famous there, something.
You sit up like a lemonade stand or whatever. You're like, here you go.
You know what you can do to make money? And it sounds dumb, but it's just the way things are in this country and what we enjoy seeing. Like, the world's biggest penis sculpture.
Oh, right.
Right? The biggest collection of earwax. I mean,
hell yeah.
Something, some reason why somebody want to go there and waste their time.
Absolutely.
But the other problem is, but now you're in charge of all the maintenance, right? There's a pothole in the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you.
True.
I think you have three general stores and a whorehouse.
Boom.
Business is booming.
You're going to hit on down to the whorehouse.
All right.
What would you name your town? It's in Tennessee.
Ooh.
Are you making it obvious, like Mikesburg or something
right?
like that?
Hawk Nation.
Hawk
I don't know.
Nation.
I'd call it Tarnation.
Tarnation.
What in Tarnation?
Man, that's a good question. I don't know.
Right? You're going to name a town.
Yeah,
it's not a bustling metropolis.
I think it's Anita Moranis.
Yeah.
Anita Moranis.
Anita Moranis.
Damn. A woman in Russia attacked a man with an axe and managed to avoid prison.
How does one do that?
Russia.
He married her.
What?
That's exactly what it was. He married her so that she would avoid prison time for that.
Hold on. Did they know each other before this?
Have to have. I think they were roommates.
Or she was that hot.
Right.
Real beautiful woman tried to kill
you
her.
Do not accidentally fall from window.
After bullet accidentally penetrates back of head.
But again, how are you not watching your back the entire time at that point? She literally tried to kill you before you got married.
Hmm? Usually they want to kill you after you get married.
The entire right. time you're married.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. There's a sculpture of a knife that may be forcibly removed from a neighborhood in Tulsa. It's apparently as tall as a house.
A knife?
A knife.
Why does anyone care?
I don't know. To be honest with you, that's why I'm not working on it. Because I just don't know why anybody would want that thing removed.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, but like, I don't know. How's it offensive? It's a knife.
Right.
If it falls over, then it's going to chop someone in half like a cake.
That would sadly be kind of funny, but
it just takes a chunk out of a house.
Yeah, just I don't understand what the big controversy is about a knife.
Right.
Dude, midnight, meet me at the knife.
Normalizing weaponry.
Or cutlery. You can use anything as a weapon.
If it's a Bowie knife, man, then...
Sure, but if I'm camping, guess what? It's cutlery and...
Yeah, true enough.
Right? I mean, look, there was a woman who attacked the other woman, I think it was a Walmart, with the 10 pounds of raw sausage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then that's a weapon.
True.
Are we going to get raw sausage?
I think it was frozen sausage.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, it was a big log that was frozen.
That's a blunt object, then. Goodness gracious.
You know what? It just looks like a kitchen knife.
Now, let me see.
Just like a regular chef's knife?
Yeah. Like, we've all had that knife.
We own it now.
Yeah.
Like the entire town just on an episode of Chopped?
You know what? This is what I would do. I'm going to buy that town in Tennessee and then buy that knife.
There you go.
Come see the knife that other place couldn't handle.
You know what? We got the knife.
We got the knife.
Come on over. We got the big knife. The UK is having a shipping crisis as shipping delays have created a shortage of Harry Potter merchandise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's not a crisis.
That's not a crisis. You're not meeting the demand.
That's not an essential
but that
item.
That is not a crisis.
Especially because we got all the Harry Potter merchandise that you need over here in Tarnation. We just had it all.
You hoarded all the.
That's right. We just got nothing but wands and robes. You can find them in the whorehouse.
I like Mike's town has like a real business plan. Mine was. Let's open an illegal whorehouse.
Mike said, I'm hoarding all the Harry Potter stuff, man. It would work.
I'm going to call mine the Sovereign Nation of Whores.
Jesus.
Your business would explode.
Your laws do not work here, officer. I don't know why I have an accent. I've only been here around 6 months.
I'm the mayor, the lawman, and the executioner.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear overalls and have a big piece of hay hanging out of my mouth all the time.
You have a trial by jury. Let me get off my judge bench, walk on over to the jury bench. See how this goes for you.
Put on my judge thing.
He's just sitting next to the only road that goes through the place with a speed gun waiting for cars to come by.
You were speeding.
Well, now.
Posted signage, 3 miles an hour.
That's right. And I believe you going 5. You and I need to have a conversation.
Clocked you around 6.
Reach for my gun.
What's the hurry there? Haven't you seen the whorehouse?
Right. Pay the fine.
What?
Miles, I got one. Pay the fine or you wrestle the bear. The choice is yours.
Now there's a bear.
Tennessee?
You're speeding. Boy, I've been waiting for you all day. I got here as fast as I could.
You're getting the bear.
You don't pay a single fine just as long as you go wrestle the bear.
Well, it's your choice. You can pay the fine or you wrestle the bear.
How long are you going to wrestle this bear?
So one of y'all is determined to be the winner. Real simple.
And I don't know if you've seen this new fancy show, but one of y'all is going to be eliminated.
By the way, I'm going to my casino. I'm putting my money on the bear.
Right. I call this bear game.
He's also got a casino.
Or house and casino, two general stores now.
Right, two general stores. And a casino. And there's a roulette table, and all it has is bear and right. Fender.
Bear, right.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is a new thing from Uproxx. It says a man named Vince Mancini went on one of the locations of the Cheesecake Factory nearby him and ordered a slice of all 35 cheesecakes.
My man.
Says that he didn't finish every slice, but he did taste test each one to make a comprehensive ranking of the cheesecakes.
Are you telling us a story, Mike, so you're upside down pineapple cheesecake?
Let me get to the list, Miles.
It ranked 12th is my guess. Wait, out of 35, it ranked 21st. That's my guess.
I think it cracked the top 20.
It does say that it was subjective. Vince said that none were bad, but some weren't his taste.
Of course it's subjective. It's a taste test.
Kind of curious how much that cost, because a cheesecake slice is what? Like, $9, $10?
They're expensive.
So he'd spend some money doing that.
Yeah, I think when the lady and I each get one, it's like $25 for the two of us. So this was not a cheap endeavor for him. But we do have his determination of the top 10 cheesecakes at the Cheesecake Factory. So if you guys had it your way, what would be your number one cheesecake?
If I remember
it
right, man, and it's been a minute since I've been there, I believe it was a peanut butter Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah, mine was something that was like affiliated with Reese's Cups.
They
stick it on the top or anything. Yeah, I can't remember.
They have an affiliation with Reese's.
I was
going
to say, whatever the Wiles one is, that's the same one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Is the Reese's Cup one? All right.
But I'm sure, I don't know if they call it Reese's, but it's like peanut butter and yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So here are his top 10. Starting at number 10, the Lowlicious Cheesecake with Fresh Strawberries.
Now,
why is it so low?
No.
My guess is that's got to be the one that, you know, it's like a low-calorie one, probably.
If you buy a cheap-ass cheesecake from the grocery store and you want to dress it up with some kind of strawberry crap, do that. But you're the Cheesecake Factory. You got 30-some options.
But that's
the classic. You got to have it.
Yeah, all right.
Here's the problem with yours there, Miles. He's not a big chocolate fan, so your Reese's Peanut Butter Chocolate Cake Cheesecake was number 24.
Ooh. That means Mike's pineapple might do well if he's one of those.
Pay fair to my taste.
Oh, yeah, God. Man.
Tell you what, that guy can go to hell.
Number 9 is the Pumpkin Cheesecake.
All right. I can see that.
Hell, seasonal. Yeah. Getting into the top 10 cheesecakes at the Cheesecake Factory, according to Vince Mancini. Number 8 is the Celebration Cake.
Oh, like birthday cake cheesecake.
Exactly. That's basically your Funfetti cheesecake there. It's good, though. It's fantastic. Number 7, the Ultimate Red Velvet Cheesecake.
Mm. Okay, I'm down with that.
I have had this one before. It is phenomenal.
How often do you go to the Cheesecake Factory?
I know.
There was a while there where I was going to the Cheesecake like every other weekend.
Okay.
So, I just love the cheesecake, man. I'm a fan. Number 6, the White Chocolate Raspberry Truffle.
So not a big chocolate fan, but likes white chocolate.
The white chocolate. No. But it's more about...
Vince, come on.
Number 5, the Fresh Strawberry.
Again. Yeah.
Dude likes strawberries. Again. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. I mean, look, it's not that I think it's bad. I just feel like for all the things they offer, to me, that's the most basic one.
When I get dessert, I don't want fruit to be a part of it. If I wanted fruit, I'd just go get fruit.
Really?
Yeah.
A good fruit dessert?
Other than a banana split, I can't think of anything that stands out.
Like, what about like that little foam cake and then you put strawberries and whipped cream on top?
No. I don't like...
The angel food cake?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
What about like a good jello?
That's not a dessert. No. That's a treat.
No.
Well, no.
Jell-O is not fruit.
All right, what about, let's go high end. Bananas Foster.
Yes. Sure. Yes, absolutely.
So as long as it's bananas, Miles is in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not really a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's bananas and not really a fruit.
Top 10 cheesecakes at the Cheesecake Factory, according to Vince Mancini. Number 4, the tiramisu cheesecake. That probably was one of my biggest go-tos.
Really?
Tiramisu's good stuff. I loved that one, man. Goodness gracious.
You ever had a black bottom?
Yes. Oh.
What
would you like one,
bottom?
Mike? It is
just
tremendous.
Come over here and close your eyes.
Oh, God.
I know how it sounds, but honest to God, just try.
Mm-hmm. It's got cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, we're going to pass over this one quick, the key lime cheesecake.
I like key lime pie. I'm in.
I had it. It was okay. It was a little bit too tangy
for
me.
How many of these have you tried?
I've tried a lot of them. Like, I experimented with a lot of them, Miles.
I can tell.
It was Mike who said the list. Oh, this one. Like, damn.
Golly.
Again, I'm not a huge key lime fan, but it was good for a few bites. I had an easy time putting it down, but...
I gotta know, do you order the same entree every time you go? Are you going there for the entree or going there for the cheesecake?
We would pick up cheesecake on the way home.
I was gonna say, that's okay, right, because you can just go in there and get cheesecake.
Yeah. Oh, so you were just getting the cheesecake. You weren't sitting down.
No. Lord, no. I'd go bankrupt. Number 2, lemon meringue.
No.
All right, this guy has a thing.
I hate this guy.
You know
this guy
what I mean?
Does have a thing. I hate this guy.
And this is his number 1 cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. According to Vince Mancini, this was the Mac Daddy. Dulce de leche caramel.
Okay.
All right.
Now I'm dragging with it.
Does say that his least favorite was the Godiva chocolate cheesecake. I imagine that one's just rich as all get out.
It's funny, somebody here just said Godiva chocolate cheesecake is the bomb.
And if that's your go-to, have at it. I'm sure it was fantastic. My pineapple upside down cake was number 16.
Oh.
I'm surprised to rank that. Well, but this guy's a fruit head, man.
Not just a fruit head. He's kind of all the way out there, man.
What?
Fruit head.
I don't know what else to call him.
The Cinnabon Cinnamon Swirl Cheesecake, which I really like, too. That was 25.
What?
I know.
I'm going to beat this mother effer for
the vanilla bean, which is fantastic. I know it's plain as hell, but it's great. It's number 26.
How many of these do you think you've tried? This is amazing.
Out of 35 miles, I've probably tried 15 of them. Wow.
I think it's more than that. Because you're tracking through this list, man. And like you haven't defended
it. Like you made them.
Right.
Your Oreo Dream Extreme. 31.
What?
Wow. 31.
Have you had that one?
And then I have. That was the first one I tried because I love Oreo.
Mike, you've had more than 15.
I finally...
No wonder the bathroom smells like that.
Oh, come on. Killing me, man.
I wasn't in the other day. I didn't know Mike was in there.
Everyone knows it's you.
And Ted's taking a leak, but I walk in and it is thick.
Everyone knows it's you.
So I just make a comment to Ted. I'm like, man, somebody blew it up. I'm thinking past tense, and then I hear Mike's voice. It's me.
We should have a Velcro sign that we can stick on the door like, Mike's in there.
Mike's here. Give it 10 minutes.
Caution.
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I haven't had cheesecake in a while.
Maybe you need someone that'll... offset what's going
settle
on.
Settle things down in there. Goodness offset? Gracious. An inmate in London that was about to be released just had his sentence extended.
Why?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.